By the blade of the samurai. That was Ronin Orchestra. Yes, a six-piece Japanese psychedelic jazz band. They don't call themselves that, but that's what I'm calling them because it's super fresh. Oh, the production's great. The playing's even better. And I couldn't bear to cut it out before the end of the song, 13 minutes strong. Strange Searching is the name. Stranger Searching. And that's from their new upcoming album coming out next month called First Meeting, the Ronin Orchestra from Tokyo, Japan. Ooh, so fresh, so nice. Japanese just really surprised me when I found out that the free jazz, funk, rock, jazz scene is just so strong and cool. Great job.
The Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created by the Unison Fund to support Canadian music industry veterans. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
beautiful Turkish rock music there. That was Hayvanlar Alemi. And that is a band that's been active 20 years. And this is a new album of theirs, a retrospective of their period from 2006 to 2014. That was right in the middle. Came out in 2010. 15 Golden Adventures of not really greatest hits, but just songs that were not super available until now. And that came out on a record label, Shalgam Records, out of Istanbul, Turkey. Yes, so we have just begun with that band a feature on the music of Ankara, Turkey, which is the capital of Turkey. I just found that out recently. It's like, you know, Canberra, Australia, what? Come on. You mean Sydney, right? But no, it's Ankara, not Istanbul. And the city is pretty much right in the middle, a little bit to the left, a little bit to the north, but very close to the middle of Turkey. And it's at about 1,000 meters elevation, so I'd say a pretty different vibe from Istanbul, which is right on sea level. Ankara gets down to like minus 15 at night in the winter. So, yeah, Turkey's not that warm, I guess. And people wear like warm clothing almost year round at night because it gets cold. So similar, kind of like to, you know, Mexico City or Bogota. A lot of these cities are at higher elevations. So, anyways, blabbing. About 5 million people in the city and 5.5 in the whole state. So basically, Ankara is the city for the state or province of Ankara. And what can you say about Turkey these days? It's going through some struggles, at least if you consider the perspective of openness. So there's the leader, His Excellency, in fact, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has been the president since 2014, but he was just reelected. It was last year, and he was by a narrow margin. He achieved basically the status of what's the word? It doesn't really matter, but he's basically been given a lot more power. Basically, because of the situation with terrorism in the region and the instability of the whole, everything surrounding Turkey and the war in Syria, especially, he has been given basically a blank slate to do as he wishes. So, there's been a lot of incarcerated journalists. Basically, freedom of speech has been crushed in big ways. So this is really hurting the arts community. A lot of musicians also are being, certainly having a hard time speaking out against politics and stuff. So, he's achieved the role, I meant to say, in the 2018 general election, the role of executive president, and became both the head of state and the head of government. So, needless to say, got a lot of power, and this can be troubling. Music scene, I've heard, it's like I just said, it's going through some struggles. But yeah, we're going to hear a lot of the new stuff happening in Turkey and in Ankara. So jump right into another song, shall we? This is an artist, a hip-hop artist, that is, sort of that mixes reggae and hip-hop in a pretty interesting way. A little bit of auto-tune, a little bit of trap music. And so music of the kids. I'm sure His Excellency listen to this when he's running on the treadmill. Eyes Ezhel is the artist, and this is a album of his from 2017 called Benim Derdim right here. So this song in particular is more on the reggae side of what he does. So yeah, take a listen and enjoy the trip through Ankara.
Bir adam, bir amdan içerken bir Didn't crush the Mojave. Did the assault somebody? Did the key art man?
blah. Huh. Wandering rhythms here in Turkey, Ankara specifically. Ankara is the capital of Turkey. And we all know that now because I keep repeating it. But yep. Guess after the Ottoman Empire fell and the former capital, Istanbul, which was formerly Constantinople, became, I guess, less cool to be the capital, or maybe just more strategic to have the capital in the center of the country. And that's where the kind of new independence movement for Turkey was based, Ankara. So it's an old city, though, also. It's not like they just slapped something together like they did with Canberra, Australia, when they couldn't agree on what making it Sydney or making it Melbourne. They just built a city. Nope, that's not the case with Ankara. It is an old city. There are ancient buildings and, you know, all the good old people like the Hittites and the Phrygians and the Hellenistics and the Romans and the Byzantine boys and the Ottoman peoples, they all lived there in the past. Man, I would make a great history teacher. Yeah, right with the Sakarya River running through it. So, bam. Ankara doesn't have any, well, not many of the classic rock bands from the 70s, like Beres Manco and Erkin Koray. They're all seemingly from Istanbul. Yeah, but anyways, what we heard, though, just then was a pretty cool punk band. They're called Bam Bam Bam. In Turkish, in English, that translates to boom, boom, boom. I guess. Bam, bam, bam. And their new album, Bulldozer, came out in October. The song was Uzatma. And what I love about these songs is they're all in Turkish. That's what I want to hear. Music where I don't understand the lyrics. Just as it should be. Yeah. Before that, we heard a brief piece of music by a very unusual group of weirdos from 90s and 2000s. They were splicing cassettes together and in a city that didn't really have a crazy underground scene. These guys were it, sort of, I guess you could say. The song was called Yesterimim, and the band's called Dak, D-A-K, Deri Alti Kanalari. And that's just reissued in 2016 by a cool label from Ankara called Inverted Spectrum Records. And before that, previously very, very hard to find.